T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 8:05. It's time for Food Stuffs. I'm Tim Convey. Food Stuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Lots of things to cover. A couple of quick headlines. Number one, McDonald's breakfast might be gone forever. They took it away with the pandemic as so many restaurants adjusted menus, and it's kind of a hot topic, and some people are saying there that it's not coming back. It apparently making breakfast there, those breakfast items, is a real pain. Like genuinely, like it is a lot more difficult than just the regular items, and a lot of people are, like, employees are saying, yeah, it's not worth it.
So will we still have breakfast time, or will it be gone altogether?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, we'll still have breakfast time.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I should have been clear about that. I
all day breakfast is going away?
That is correct. I'm sorry.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
If I cause any accidents out there on the road. Not cool. I meant all day breakfast. Yeah, breakfast time at breakfast, I think, will be fine. Other headlines, Lance and I have been exchanging some text messages about all the places, unfortunately, locally closing down, saying,
yeah,
you know, we've tried, but we can't take it, or suspending service for the time being. Lance, some of them we talked about were...
Yeah, the couple that are...
Down, like, so some are closing down permanently, and some are just taking a break?
Yes.
No, these are all suspensions. Bogart's in Soulard and Southern in Midtown, which are both owned by the same company, they are going to close early next month and don't plan to reopen until the weather gets warm again in spring of 2021. And you got to figure, you know, with outdoor dining, we've had good weather, but yeah. And we've talked before too, when things get cold, what do you do? And it seems like these two restaurants are saying, hey, we're going to wait it out till the weather gets warm again. Bogart's last day of service down in Soulard is going to be October 3rd. Southern's last day is going to be October 4th. And then the other one that I had mentioned to Tim was Crown Candy Kitchen up in Old North St. Louis. Yesterday they posted on Facebook that they can't remember the last time they had a good line for lunch. These are trying times, and we're reaching out for your support. Come on down and see us for lunch. They did get 1,600 comments on that post.
Wow.
So hopefully a lot of folks will take that notice and say, yeah, let's go up there, grab some lunch. Might I recommend the egg salad sandwich or the BLT?
BLT.
Yeah, the BLT. BLT with two extra pieces of bread, because there is too much for one sandwich.
Agreed.
So yeah, if you can get in there and support these places, they could absolutely all use it. And some more food news here. This is crazy. General Mills has basically admitted that their cereals don't taste as good as they used to since they got rid of artificial flavors and extra sugar. So they're permanently bringing back the, quote, 80s taste.
What?
Of four of their biggest brands. Trix, Cocoa Puffs, Golden Grahams, and Cookie Crisp. All four retro recipes are hitting stores now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Another big reason they're doing it, millennials are nostalgic for cereals they grew up eating, but it's a real letdown when the cereals don't taste as good as we remember. This almost makes me feel better, because how many things are there? And I would put cereal in this category that you're like, oh yeah, I used to eat that all the time as a kid, and you're like, this isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, well, did I not know what I was talking about? But no, you
know
knew.
What you mean?
You
yep.
knew as
yeah,
a kid.
Yeah.
They changed it on you.
Yeah, did my taste buds change that much? No, they took out all the artificial stuff.
Right.
And especially in these times, if you're freaking out, it's like, hey, my sense of taste is getting weird. It's getting weak. You know, that's...
Yeah,
makes
right.
You wonder,
right, yeah.
You know, hey,
a good signal.
Is there something else going on?
Yep.
See, you said they're already on shelves. I feel like we should do a blind taste test with Kevin, like old cereal, new cereal.
Oh.
That is, the new cereal is actually the old cereal. The old, old cereal.
The one that's more delicious is going to be the old one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, I think that's pretty interesting. Another headline. We talked a while ago in the wake of the Black Lives Matter movement. A lot of these brands were re-examining things. You know, we certainly talked about the Washington football team and then some of the food things. Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben was one of them on the list that said, we're changing the name and we'll let you know. Well, they're letting us know. Uncle Ben's new name is Ben's Original.
Huh.
And they're dropping the logo. It was the logo of a head waiter, and they're getting rid of that. So Ben's Original is the new name of Uncle Ben's Rice.
Okay.
Man, this is a sad one. We've mentioned this on the show. We talk about it. I think it was in a Things You Didn't Know that black licorice can be dangerous. You can die from eating too much black licorice. A guy in Boston overdosed on black licorice.
No!
And his heart stopped.
Oh, my God.
No!
Yeah.
It's filled with this acid that I can't pronounce, but it throws the nutrients in your body out of whack if you eat as little as 2 ounces a day for 2 weeks.
What?
And that is especially true for people over 40.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Way to ruin my day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry.
No one else in my house likes black licorice, too, so it's not like I can share it. Like, an open bag is... I will probably eat the whole thing myself.
But also the idea of like, well, just don't eat too much. It's like, but is a little bit fine if it's got that stuff in there?
2 ounces is not a lot.
It's not
two ounces every day for 2 weeks. I mean, I probably wouldn't eat it for 2 weeks straight, but I might eat too much in one sitting.
Yeah, agreed.
We're going to need you to be careful.
Yeah.
And on a lighter note, you can check this thing out at Y98.com. It is on Kickstarter right now. It's a new product that says it's going to make eating a burrito easier. Typically, it can be a little messy if you get a big fat one, right?
Yeah.
This is, picture a chapstick tube for your burrito. You put it in, you twist at the bottom, it raises and lowers.
It's like a push pop for your burrito, too.
It's called the burrito pop.
I love it.
You twist, comes up, comes down, makes it way less messy. If you're interested, Y98.com will give you all the links, show you how you can order one. It'll cost you $28. And
what?
And that's Food Stuffs.
Food Stuffs!
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.